the fun part is, you know, pulling all the pieces together to create what it is that, you know, you want to curate. But you can have a masterpiece, but if no one knows about it, it doesn't matter. So you have to find all the avenues and resources possible to get visibility to your event, why it's important for somebody to attend, you know, and kind of what is the call to action after it's over. So.
Hello and welcome to the Event Promoter Podcast, where we share stories and tips that help bring people together through events. Our guests include event promoters, talent organizers, and industry professionals working to bring people together through entertainment, art, businesses, and experiences. In this episode, we have Sierra L. Lee join us to talk about her background working in concert promotion, entertainment PR, and as an event organizer herself. She now works as the PR and social media manager at Omaha Performing Arts, promoting shows at the Holland Center, Orpheum Theater, and the upcoming Steelhouse Omaha Theater. She also runs a creative agency with her brother called Novel and is herself a songwriter. Let's dive into it and see what we can learn from Sierra. Event Festa is a simple yet powerful tool for event organizers. With Event Festa, you can post your upcoming events to event calendars all through your city on the most popular websites without spending hours on each doing it manually. Get hours worth of marketing done for your events in 5 minutes or less with Event Festa. Check out how Event Festa can help your business today by checking out festa.fun/podcast. All right. Welcome, Sierra. Thank you for joining me.
Yes, of course. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited.
I'm super excited to dive into. You have a pretty great background in entertainment, PR, and you're an artist yourself, right? Mm-hmm. So I think you have a you've worked on both sides of that in the event and music space. So I'm excited to dive in and get your perspective on some of these things.
Okay, let's do it.
Do you want to start by just giving me an overview of like what you're doing now, and maybe just a couple like key points of things you've done in the past?
Yes, absolutely. So right now I'm the PR and social media manager for Omaha Performing Arts, a performing arts organization in Omaha, Nebraska. And then I'm also the co-founder of Novel Creative, and Novel is a creative digital design platform that I do with my brother. Little bit about my background. I come from doing concert management from age 14 years old, which led me to move to Los Angeles, California, doing PR and branding in the entertainment industry, as well as songwriting.
Awesome. Yeah. And then now you're back here in Omaha, Nebraska. How long were you in LA?
Almost 7 years.
Cool. So let's just start with the first question that I ask everybody. Why do you think that events are important?
Oh my goodness. Events are important because it brings so many people together, different communities, different demographics, and whatever the overall goal to, you know, promote said thing, the events give it the opportunity to do so.
Yeah. Do you have a feeling that in person has a particular place in that over virtual, or they both kind of fill that need?
Oh, it's something about in-person events that just takes the cake. Of course, we've experienced COVID, so we had to adjust quite a bit and move all of those in-person experiences to virtual experiences. But I think now that we're kind of, you know, out of that, out of the hole of COVID, everyone embraces in-person gatherings and appreciate it so much more because there's just an exchange of energy that you get in person versus virtual. Yeah.
How big of a, like, what's the seating capacity of the Omaha Performing Arts venues?
This is a quiz for me, so forgive me. Well,
doesn't have to be exact. I was just curious.
Yes, for the live music venue that we have opening May 12th of 2023, that will host 3,000 people.
That's the Steelhouse.
That's the Steelhouse. Yes. And then Holland, I want to say about 1,500 to maybe 2. Orpheum, I think about 5. So, but again, the number I know for sure is Steelhouse.
Sure.
Since I've been assigned to that project. Yes.
Yeah. And that kind of fills a gap in the Omaha, you know, marketplace, because we have CHI Center and like Liberty First Credit Union Arena, which are, you know, arenas. And then you have like Slowdown and some of these other more localized venues that are maybe like 500, 700 capacity. Mm-hmm. The Granary in Omaha or in Ralston is like a 3,000 capacity, but only outdoors. So right. It's an interesting kind of thing to slot in there into the space.
For sure. And then I think it, you know, it gives a great opportunity for us to really bring in, you know, that generation and demographic of people who typically don't attend the current shows that we have coming to the city. And since we brought on Live Nation as our booking agent, I think we're going to start to get an influx of shows and artists that we've never seen before. So really looking forward to that.
That's awesome. That's exciting. So let's go back to you. How did you first get into events? You said you were promoting concerts and you were 14. What did that look like?
Yeah. So long story short, there was this gentleman, he had a youth organization and he decided to switch from that youth organization to starting an entertainment company. Because like so many other promoters, he felt like there was an opportunity to bring artists to the city who hadn't been here before. So what he did was instead of completely breaking away from the little kids, he asked if we wanted to come on board as his street team. So In high school during that time, the first show I believe he did was Earth, Wind, and Fire. And then the show following that was Chris Brown when he first came out with Run It. So at the beginning and height of his career. So we started working as a street team. And then he noticed that I took a liking to what we were doing. And he's like, hey, like, why don't you basically be my apprentice? Come work under me and see, you know, this if this is the lane that you want to go into. And that really set the tone for the rest of my career. But yeah, I did that from about age 14 up until about 22. So about 40 plus shows between that time.
And at that time, what did like a street team or what did promotion look like for shows like that?
Oh, man, that was giving us comp tickets to the show, going to the schools. Hey, well, you're my friend. I'm going to hand it out to you. Or starting contests with the high schools in the city. Mm-hmm. Whoever could get the most ticket sales will get a performance during the halftime at a basketball game, wearing t-shirts to the show, getting posters, going to post them around random spots in the city, posting it in our school. So it was really the fun and creative aspect. It allowed us to just be kids and be free while not even realizing that we were marketing, which is funny.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny how much easier it is when you're don't realize you're just doing it for fun. Mm-hmm. So what are out of your whole career, what's one of your favorite events that you've gotten to work on?
I would probably say my favorite. Okay. I have two.
Okay.
Concert wise, I would probably have to say Chris Brown. That was super fun because we got to go shopping with them and I got to see more of the like personal side of Chris Brown. The second best event I did was actually in LA. There was a collaboration with Alexander Wang and Adidas and they hosted an NBA All-Star game, downtown LA. So I was like full on a part of the press. My agency got a lot of different photos and interviews with celebrities like 2 Chainz, you know, Chris Brown, Fat Joe. We had some influencers come through. I was able to meet Alexander Wang, which was amazing, and just kind of communicate and chill out with some of the celebs and stuff like that. But that was a really, really, really cool event.
Do you have any like interesting stories that you can share from like from the event promoter side, especially like I know that we all kind of have, you know, times where we're flying by the seat of our pants, but anything you can share like that?
It was one concert that I did in Omaha. I won't say the name so that way I won't, you know, not giving people away. But I could have sworn we did sound check, you know, everything seemed to be perfectly lined up. And then when the show started, the audio just completely fell apart. And one of the acts began to get so frustrated, he took the mic, he threw it in the crowd, and then he ran off backstage and threw a bottle of beer onto the stage. Everybody left. And I wanted to say maybe had to be 1,500 people there. And out of the 1,500, 800 people asked for their money back. Mm-hmm. So to kind of see that side of it was quite interesting. But
we've all been at that show or been part of a show like that, that it happens. And especially, you know, when you have artists that are drinking and stuff, it can get a little intense.
For sure.
So what do you think is harder, organizing events or promoting events?
Promoting events, definitely the hardest, in my opinion, because I think the fun part is, you know, pulling all the pieces together to create what it is that, you know, you want to curate. But you can have a masterpiece, but if no one knows about it, it doesn't matter. Right. So you have to find all the avenues and resources possible to get visibility to your event, why it's important for somebody to attend, you know, and kind of what is the call to action after it's over. So, yeah, definitely promoting is the hardest.
Yeah, I'm interested to see if anyone answers organizing. But I mean, like, I feel like it depends on the size of events you're organizing. Maybe if you're organizing Maha, that might feel a little different.
Yeah. And you need a team for that. That's another thing, too. And I think a lot of creatives try to curate events by themselves. But, you know, as you continue to grow, like, it's so important to have a team of people. And sometimes it's better to just delegate responsibilities and know that people are going to, you know, take care of it and just sit with the overall vision in your head.
Yep. Yeah, and it's hard to do that. That's a different skill to learn how to do that. Mm-hmm. What do you think the most important part of a successful promotion is to promote events?
Oh, the most important part of promotion.
Or is there any kind of thing that you're like, this is the thing over my whole career that I think is the kind of most important aspect of promotion?
I would say, I'm trying to figure out how to say it, having a great rapport with people, right? Mm. Because whenever you're promoting, depending on what the event is, whenever you're promoting something, anyone who's interested in attending usually wants to know the person that's behind it. Mm. If, you know, if you've had any negative experiences with people, but you're great at what you do, people are more apt to still attend. But if you're not approachable, I think it makes it harder for people to even care. So I think you just kind of have that persona that's very welcoming and open, you know, to networking and potentially collaborating with different people. That's what I've noticed, because I've even worked with some event promoters or, you know, just people in general. And I could say, hey, to my friend, hey, I'm working on this. You should come. Oh, who are you working with? X, I don't want to do it because they're you know, their energy is just not there and I don't really know what to expect. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a common thing in like the creative spaces where people think that they're like, you know, made of gold. So they're like, the people have big egos.
Yeah, they do. Now, if you're in the market like LA or New York, you know, the attendee might not even care because that's, you know, to expect it. You know, you got the star of the show and everybody kind of moves around that individual. But, you know, when you're in a community kind of like Omaha, you know.
Yeah, I still think even in LA, like I have a lot of connections there as well and people that work in the industry there. And they're like, all of them talk about the people that they're like, oh, this person's like Jack Black, for example. They're like, you know, he's genuinely an awesome person to work with, a really sweet guy. Like, so they're like just excited. They might work with someone else who's, you know, maybe a little aloof or whatever because they have the audience and stuff, but they don't like doing it.
Exactly.
Are there any kind of in your PR and social media hat, like, are there any marketing channels or ways of marketing on current channels that you're excited about right now?
Yes, actually. Event Vesta, of course. That's not a plug. He didn't ask me to do that, guys. And then, you know, I love working on Eventbrite. Social media is just a thing. Instagram. I like to do a lot of work.
Can you dive in on like what you think about, like, how do you promote events on social media? Because that's like such a broad thing that everyone answers. And then,
yeah, that's true. I mean, you have your one, you have your organic audience, you know, so your organic followers that's just going to attend or even ask what it's about because you're putting it on there. But when you take a deeper dive into it, you know, boosting posts. So making sure you're putting in those key interests or those regions that you want to reach for your prospect attendees and really putting a budget behind it. Now for an organization like Omaha Performing Arts, of course, we have Broadway shows, co-pros, rentals that come through. So we have a pretty expansive budget. But for somebody like me who's personally putting on an event, you know, I might boost my ad for about $5 and I'll do that across Facebook and Instagram for maybe like 10 days to kind of see what traction I get. Another source of marketing I do is I put together press releases and reach out to local news stations to see, you know, potentially they want to come to the event to do a story about it or just do an interview with me so I can reach the masses as well. So yeah.
Is there a way that you like think about those press releases so that it's more likely that a news station is going to, you know, respond to that?
Yes, absolutely. The way I tend to formulate it is putting it in the best interest of the prospect attendee. What would make somebody want to come? Why is this important to our community? What is this going to bring back to our city? So those are the key points, really pulling away from me and, you know, why I'm personally doing it, but how is it going to benefit those who are a part of the experience?
Yeah, that's a big mistake I see a lot of people that are just in general trying to promote stuff through PR is like they talk about themselves a lot. And it's like, especially a news station or something, like they're thinking of things from a community, like what is Omaha or Nebraska as a whole? Like, what are the trends going on there? So when you're able to speak to that as like, how does this affect the community broadly? And where does this fit into that bigger story? It seems like that's the opportunity to actually get put into that story.
Right. Exactly. And then, I mean, you know, like a community like Omaha, you know, it's definitely growing. We're still a smaller city, but there's tons of opportunity here. And even just moving from LA to Omaha, like granted, we all have access to the same internet. We all have our phones in front of our face. But there is still a disconnect here in the city that exists that causes us to still be a little bit behind. And I'm really trying to hone in on exactly what that is, even when it comes to brand visibility with businesses and their methods of marketing and things of that sort. So that's why I'm back here. Like that's why I do what I do, because I care. And
I'm gonna give you a chance to talk about some of the stuff you're working on right now, but other than you, who do you think is doing, and other than Omaha Performing Arts, who do you think is doing cool events in Omaha?
They actually just did a story on them. Brittany Wright and her husband Andre Wright, they host Small Business Saturdays under Blessed Life Events, and I believe they have like 450 plus vendors every other Saturday, but I don't think the next one is until February. So yes, those two, cool. Brittany and Andre Wright. I know there is Ebony Jordan Wood. She does the Divine Experience where she hosts like themed picnics.
Yeah.
So some cool stuff like that. I know there are some other people, but I cannot think at the top. But
those, so
are,
many.
Those are the two that stuck out to me. Yes.
Yeah. All right. And what about you? What are some of the things that you're working on that are coming up?
Yes. So my co-founder, aka my brother and I of Noble, we put together a content networking series called Creatuation. We did our first one last month, but it was like very sporadic. So we didn't expect a high turnout. But we are hosting another one December 7th at Luli Creative House on 19th and Howard. So the purpose of this event is to bring creators, entrepreneurs, influencers, wannabe influencers, photographers into one room for a couple of hours in the afternoon and just to simply network. Everyone will also have the opportunity to take photos with the photographers or just utilize the space to batch their own content for social media. Because as we know, you know, it's no longer just, having a brand as a business, but it's also having a personal brand. And you can hate social media all day, but you know, if you have a goal in mind or something that you're trying to pursue, social media is that resume. So we want to give everyone the opportunity to, you know, network, maybe schedule another time to create that concert or create it there. So that's what we're going to do during the session. And then the day after, we're going to offer an online course of the tools that you need to actually batch out your social media content with the existing items that you have, like your cell phone.
That's awesome. All right. I'll get a link from you for that. And yes. Wherever you're watching this, you'll be able to find that if you're watching it before December 17th. But okay. You're going to do more of those, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, our plan is to do it once a month. So Cool. Hopefully it doesn't snow. That's the one thing. Yeah. I'm still working off of LA weather. I'm thinking it's sunny all the time.
Yeah, that's a factor for sure. Well, thank you so much for joining me and sharing some of your experience.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Event Promoter Podcast. Event Promoter Podcast is brought to you by Event Vesta. Check out Event Vesta at info.eventvesta.com. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, we'd love a rating. Tell us how the show has been for you. If you leave a comment when you rate us on Apple Podcasts, we'll make sure to shout that out in one of the future episodes. If you have any questions for me as an event promoter or for one of our guests, we can bring those up on those calls. Thanks for listening, and make sure to share this with other event promoters that you think this would be helpful for. Bye.